Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Deal with that last night, but you just decided to crush everyone. And remind people that the Detroit Football Lions are, in fact, still the Detroit Football Lions.
Yeah, well, we don't know for sure. I do appreciate that the crazy Italian sort of thought it was an interesting take that even if Chase Young is at number three, I think the Lions will take Derrick Brown instead. And I don't have Lion sources. I'm not pretending that. But I even did see in today's paper, I believe, that Dave Burkett, the little free press writer, I call everybody little, but he is kind of little.
Yeah.
Says they could be choosing between Derrick Brown and Jeffrey Okuda. Like, Derrick Brown is really, the Auburn defensive tackle is really seemingly rocketing up. So you might end up thinking it's a good pick. By April.
All right, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We did it last night. You devastated me. Mm. I didn't sleep. That's all I was thinking about was what you said. So we need to move on from that, okay? There's more pressing news that we can get to, and it centers around Mike Silver, who threw out a little tweet earlier today. Of course, it was on a segment on NFL Network. He said the following. Finally, in my NFL Network segment, I said this in reference to the Matthew Stafford trade rumors. Some GMs and coaches around the league believe Stafford is the one who wants the Lions to move him. An interesting twist on this story. Stay tuned. To which Sully and the show that's on before us, or what, your best friend, Mike.
Crazy Tanga, yeah.
They decided to get Mike Lombardi on the program as well. Mike Lombardi actually offered essentially the same sentiment. David, do we have that cut of what Lombardi had to say about what he's hearing,
well,
essentially?
Well, he's the NFL Network guy, right, and does a great podcast and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Lombardi.
This is what he had to say earlier on the show.
The essence to trade Matthew Stafford, that alleged rumor, is really about maybe Matthew Stafford might want to go somewhere else and play. And I think that's kind of been the tone and the feel that I had heard through the National Football League, not from Matthew directly. This is just the overtones of the league. Does it make it true? I don't know. It certainly doesn't, unless Matthew, and he's not going to admit it. But there have been that kind of sense that he would like out more than they want him out.
And listen, let's not pretend like somebody who's been obviously somewhat in the know when he says there's some sense or there's who knows that, not pretending like this is a hard and fast report that it happened. All right. But we can still bat it around because there has been a sense that something's amiss, whether it's with, you know, his wife and her Instagram or whatever, some of the things that happened during the season last year. But I wouldn't go much beyond there's a sense that he wants out, right? Can you go beyond that? Do you want to, what's stronger than a sense? There's a palpable inclination. There really isn't. I mean, Stafford supposedly said he wants to come back, according to Bob Quinn. Bob Quinn said, we're not trading. I'm just saying. And he did at the end of the year said, I hope I am the quarterback here next year. He did say at the end of the season. So nothing tangible, but you know what, these things, there never is anything tangible, especially with Stafford. Because he's very, I think, in issues like this, kind of passive aggressive. Like, you know, if you ask him, "Oh, do you like the new office?" Yeah, I'm fine. I like Scott Linehan. I like working with Jim Bob Cooter. Sure. So I could see him being frustrated, and then somebody else sort of put it out there. Okay, like Kelly Stafford.
What would your reaction be? You know, your reaction to this report, rumor, whatever you want to call it. That, you know what, maybe it's Matthew Stafford that potentially wants to dump the Lions. Not necessarily the Lions potentially looking to dump Matthew Stafford. The phone number is 248-539-9797. We got the ticket text pulled up here at 97136. And for me, this was going to be the only way that the Channel 4 story would be true. Would be if, and we talked about it at the time, it would be if Stafford is in fact the one who is fed up.
That's what we said.
Wants to be
at
gone.
The start, we understand that the Lions don't want to take that cap hit. I don't understand why people didn't realize there is another side to it.
Exactly. And for me, I guess I wouldn't be surprised if this is something that Matthew Stafford wants. Why would you want to continue to play for this franchise? I think they've wronged him in a lot of, you know, different ways. I don't think he's overly pleased with this coaching staff and with what the front office is putting around him. But to me, I guess the biggest thing that you would take away from this, if this is true, Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia, this is like the panic alarm needs to go off. Because if you are so bad at your job and you're so difficult to work for and work with, talking about Quinn and Patricia, that you're now pushing Matthew Stafford to the point, Mr. Passive Aggressive, you know, doesn't ever want to say anything, to the point where he wants to leave town. This whole situation is so much worse than maybe we realize.
Well, wait a quick minute there, Bogey.
Okay.
Let's not be hypocrites here. You and others have been saying you want to move on from Stafford.
Yes.
They should move on from Stafford. You should find a way to move on from Stafford. And if in some way this leads to that and they get something in return, then what is the harm? I mean, I wouldn't do it for nothing, but, you know, I've been of the belief, draft Tua, maybe ease him in, whatever. So you can't say this would be totally horrible if you're one of the ones that wanted to move on from Stafford.
No, I just mean, not necessarily because, you know, what, you'd have to trade him and you could get something in return and maybe you could stumble into Tua. I'm not saying, you know, anything like that. I'm just, if you have all these veteran players that are trying to get out, you have players that are looking for contracts that don't want to sign them with you, and you have to, like the Lions have resorted to what? Signing friends. Signing guys that, you know, were playing for them before in New England.
Patriot type, sure.
They haven't really been able to branch out and bring in other people outside of what? Overpaying for Coleman, you know, last offseason. And even he had a Patriots connection,
he did,
actually.
Yeah.
You know, so another example of, they aren't necessarily endearing themselves to veteran players and getting those guys to buy in and getting them to want to be here and play for Matt Patricia.
Well, I mean, they've signed some free agents. They did get, I mean, and they weren't good, like Jesse James
terrible.
And stuff, but they did get people to come here, which means money will still always talk. But the problem
that's not
is,
how you build a team.
Well, no, the problem is when you have guys that we thought were building blocks seemingly on the way out, like A'shaun Robinson, like a Graham Glasgow, who seems to be all but gone, like a Darius Slay. That's my concern, because people will always come and take your money, I think.
Sure.
But once they've been here and they don't like it and they're not winning, and you know what? That's what it is. You can say it's Patricia being a hard ass or they run to, it's the record. Like, players will put up with that if you win. I mean, God knows, all those Patriots would like to keep playing for the New England Patriots all those years. They'll put up with it. It's the record that is just destroying them.
Do you think there's legs to this?
The Stafford thing?
Yes.
Yeah, well, legs, I think there's truth behind it. Legs that it'll actually happen. There's so many hurdles you'd have
to
hurdle.
I'm not saying it happens, but that Stafford is frustrated enough to the point where through his agent, he's making it clear he doesn't necessarily, he wouldn't be opposed if they wanted to send him somewhere else.
I will say there's one leg, not two. The one leg being,
that makes it hard to stand.
Yeah,
okay.
I know. Yeah, he's frustrated. Yeah, as far as proactively calling his agent or asking, requesting, I don't think so. I don't. Because why would, like, Quinn, when he spoke to the media this week in Indianapolis, he was so, oh no, and he said he wants to be back. And okay, they can lie. I get that.
Yeah, but, that's all they do.
But if it's leading to a breakup, what's the point of, you know, nothing's happening here, nothing to see here, right to the bitter end? That's why I don't think anything has been officially asked or even unofficially.
See, but that's the genius of it. Both sides don't want to be blamed. Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia don't want to be blamed for what? Trading away the Lions' best player and the quote-unquote best quarterback in franchise history. On the other side of it, Stafford doesn't want to be the guy that, you know, he forced his way out of town, didn't want to be in Detroit anymore.
No, he definitely doesn't want to be that guy.
So what do you have? You have Bob Quinn going above and beyond to make it known, we love Stafford. We would never want to, you know, get rid of him. He's our guy. Meanwhile, you have Stafford, through his wife, you know, suggesting that Detroit is spurning. It's almost like this cat and mouse back and forth game where they both blame each other.
Well, perhaps, but it's not reached that stage, I don't think. But what Quinn doesn't have to appease the public, what Quinn has to do, if he wanted to move on from Stafford, was convince Marth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one. Like, why are we trading him again? And if it came to that, obviously, that's still a long shot. Understand the salary cap implications, everything else. But if, in fact, you do have an unhappy franchise quarterback, you do have to address it somehow, some way. I mean, you would think he gets along with the offensive coordinator. He had a good start to his season with Darrell Bevell. Maybe they don't think there is much of an issue.
I want to hear from Lions fans because you see this report, the rumors thrown out there. Lombardi comes on Valeni's show before us, and he basically says, yeah, I'm kind of hearing the same thing that Stafford, you know, might be the one that wants to potentially get moved, not necessarily the Lions trying to move him. What's your takeaway? What's your reaction to that? And what does it say to you if you do believe there's one or two legs to the story?
One leg. Are you buying what word on the streets is selling?
Rumors.
Wow. Oh, that was, did you hear that? It's like a ghost.
It's beautiful. It's Bogey and Wojo, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.